As you can imagine, Holy Week is very demanding, perhaps the most demanding of the times in the life of any priest. This Holy Week, though, was a little more demanding because of my illness. I didn't find myself in the best of health. And then, of course, with the fact that Father Dave was diagnosed and he was ill, it made Holy Week a little more challenging for me. Easter Sunday, by the time 6 o'clock Mass was over in the evening, I was overworked, exhausted, hungry, thirsty, everything that I could feel. And I couldn't wait to let the Mass be over, kick off my shoes, have some dinner, have a glass of wine, or three. And I said to the people, just as I was ending Mass, I said, "Jesus is risen, but I'm dead." And then I said, "I don't care what you are going to do tonight. I know where I'm going," and I meant going to bed. I reached my kitchen and I barely poured my glass of wine and I got a phone call. There was a call on the emergency line that somebody was dying at hospice. So I left my wine on the counter. I looked up and I said to Jesus, "You're really not funny right now." And as I went, I mumbled to myself, I said, "You think you know what you're going to do, but you never do, do you?" Because that's what I told the congregation. When I got to hospice, there was an 82-year-old lady waiting at the hospice main entrance. Now, I'm not used to that. Generally, I find the room and the family is waiting for me in the room. She and another one of her daughters accompanied me to the room where her son lay dying. She was 82 years old. On the way, I asked her some questions and I realized that she had given birth to 12 children. And I simply looked at her and I said, "How in the world did you do that?" And she said, "It was all very easy. They were all good kids." And so we talked a little bit more. All except one of her siblings or one of her children was there that night. So the room was almost packed with all except one. After I prayed with the family and gave the last sacraments for the last time to Barbara's son, I came to know that Barbara had lost another son, the one who was not there, 12 years back, also on Easter. Now, these people are not parishioners, and they said to me that they had called every parish in the neighborhood. But you know, it's Easter Sunday evening, and most probably the priests were visiting their family members, right? We have a 6 o'clock Mass, so I was still here. I held Barbara and I held her really tight. And I said to her, "I'm never going to forget you. I'll remember you for the rest of my life." As I left hospice, I said to Jesus, I said, because this is Easter, I said to Jesus, "You know, your sense of humor sucks, but you are alive. Because if you were dead, this wouldn't be happening to me tonight. You're alive. All my exhaustion, all my hunger, all my self-pity just faded into the distance Because that night, at that time, this family needed the presence of Christ. By the time I changed my clothing and got back to my glass of wine, it was way past 9 o'clock. Last week, I received a card from the family thanking me for going to hospice even though I did not know the family, even though they were not parishioners. They were glad that I was there, and they said in that letter that that night they found peace. I have many reasons for sharing the story with you. One of them, because I told Barbara that I'll never forget her. But there are three other small reasons I have for sharing the story with you, and here are my three reasons. First, that Easter night, I told Jesus that I was not amused by his sense of humor. However, as I read today's gospel reading in preparing this homily, I know where Jesus is coming from. Yes, he's not funny sometimes, but I know where he's coming from. He's coming from, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Folks, I'm very glad that we have a God who lays down his life for the sheep. See, many times, as religions and as religious people, we get caught up with triumphalism. It's like when we were little kids, you remember, we used to say, "My dad is stronger than your dad." And sometimes we do that with God. "My God is better than your God." You know, that's not the Christian story. We don't revel in triumphalism. We don't. The banner we fly is the crucifix of a shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. That's the banner we fly. And this has implications for me as a pastor and for every Christian. Following in the footsteps of the good shepherd as a pastor, it means that I'm willing to give without counting the cost. That's what it means for me. For you at home, this can mean the very same thing. If each person in the home gives of themselves in the same way that the good shepherd gives his life, what do you think that home is going to be like? I think it'll be a very upbuilding and thriving home, even when life is demanding. Even when life is demanding. Many problems arise at homes when somebody does not pull their weight or sucks the life out of the family. And this can happen at our workplaces and our communities too. So, we are a people who, if we follow the shepherd, must constantly give without counting the cost. Because the one that we follow is the good shepherd. Secondly, here is what Jesus says in today's gospel reading in this good shepherd. "This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again." Now, notice this in this passage. Jesus does not lose anything by giving it all, because what he gets back in return is way greater than what he gave. So he gave his life, but then the resurrection happens, right? So Jesus did not lose anything by giving it all. The resurrection story tells us that life is in giving it. That's our Christian story. That's the resurrection story. So my position as pastor is not diminished when I give it all. It's not. Even though it's hard, I lose nothing by giving it my all. In fact, the opposite happened that night at hospice. Once again, the implication of this for the home and for our church is crucial. Folks, the question that we constantly have to ask is not what I'm getting out of this. That's not the question. But rather, what else do I have to give? When I'm preparing couples for marriage, this is what I tell them, especially our couples that are preparing for each year these days. I tell you, the moment, the day in your married life that you ask the question, what have you done for me? Go and see a counselor. Rather, the question should be, what else can I do for you? No one becomes poorer by giving. Nobody. It is a hard lesson to learn, folks, but resurrection, redemption, salvation happened only because Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. And we are richer. Jesus did not get poorer. Nobody becomes poorer by giving. Thirdly, folks, this Thursday, 25th of April, I would have been a priest for 24 years now. So this 25th is the 24th anniversary of my ordination. Today's gospel has great meaning for me, particularly in this week. Especially during this week. It reminds me of the purpose of my calling. The most important message for me as I celebrate 24 years of priesthood is simply this, that the one in whose footsteps I was ordained, appointed as a pastor to follow, is none other than the Good Shepherd. So pray for me this week. Pray that I may not give in to self-pity, into pride, into the wrongful exercise of my role as a pastor, or that I might think of me before I think about others. Pray that I do not get burnt out or ill, but that I might keep my focus on the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Pray for my family, especially my beloved parents, who have given me to Christ and to Mary. Pray that my zeal will never fade, that my love for Christ and his people may never wane, and that my faith will never waver. Most of all, pray that I think like Jesus, that I talk like Jesus, that I act like Jesus. Pray that on my tombstone, I can actually write as my epitaph, "Here lies a disciple." May the Good Shepherd lead all of us to follow the green pastures into eternity. But please remember that that way is one of laying down our life for others, like Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in the Eucharist. People of God said,